Message number 452. Free will cannot be taken away from you. I cannot demand that you follow me. Friday, June 8, 2012 at 07:05 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, many reading these my holy words given to mankind out of love misunderstand my intentions. As the Son of Man, my pledge is to save the whole of humanity. My crucifixion on the cross was not simply a moment in time or a moment in history. It was a sacrifice made to offer every single one of you, even today, the gift of eternal life. This is a solemn promise. The life of the world to come, my kingdom on earth is for everyone. I come now to prepare you. I have told you before that while I come to warn you of the dangers in rejecting my teachings and the Ten Commandments laid down by my Eternal Father, I cannot command or demand God's children to listen. For the whole of humanity was given a special gift, as well as the angels in heaven, the gift of free will. Free will cannot be taken away from you. I cannot demand that you follow me. I can warn you, show you the error of your ways, but I cannot demand that you respond to my call. I can only ask. Free will, while a gift, can also be an obstacle, as it will be used by Satan to plant lies in your mind. He can make demands of a very forcible nature, which you will find very difficult to fight against, such is his power. My patience is being tested in these the end times like never before. Despite my death on the cross, my life given up with love to save each of you, many have forgotten what the sacrifice really means. If I gave up my life for the salvation of mankind, why don't my children listen? If they do not want to listen to me now through these messages, that is the choice they make of their own free will. Then why do they continue to misinterpret and twist the contents of the Holy Bible? No matter how much I am rejected, I will never fail in my duty to warn you of the dangers to come. The dangers I speak of are not just the miseries being planned by Satan's wicked disciples over your nations. Control of your money, your food, or human life. No, the dangers you need to be made aware of most of all are the dangers of losing your soul to Satan and his fallen angels. Whether you heed my word now is entirely up to each and every one of you. All I ask is that you listen. Failure to listen to accept the special graces I bestow on you now means you may not be equipped properly to save your soul from the beast. I bless you all. To those who are confused, I urge you to select the prayers given to you through these messages. They will help you respond to my call from heaven. Your Jesus.